The new year has brought Terry and his friends new adventures. And if you start now, you'll get in on the most exciting of all, adventure along the Burma Road in China. So listen closely for today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Boys and girls, tonight I have some news you're going to be mighty thrilled to hear. News that means fun, thrills, excitement. The Terry Adventure Game Book is available once more. Yes, because so many kids were disappointed last time, didn't get their orders in or hear about it before the offer closed, Libby is giving each and every one of you another chance to get this marvelous book. And what a book it is. Different from any other book in the world. A Terry book, chock full of games, puzzles, tricks, and thrilling adventures. Actually, kids, there are more than 20 different kinds of fun in this grand big 16-page book. It's a winner. It's wonderful. And just listen, it's free. Yes, boys and girls, this sensational Terry Adventure Game Book, specially created for the friends of Terry and the Pirates, is free for just two Libby's labels. Those labels come from keen-tasting juices you've heard about on this program, Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice. One label from each is all you need to get a thrilling Terry Adventure Game Book. So send at once to Terry, care of Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Chicago, Illinois. Get a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. On the back of one, write your full name and address. And then mail the labels to Terry, in care of Libby's, in Chicago. And the exciting adventure game book is yours. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, Jude Hennick landed his plane near the town of Lexio on the Burma Road. Then another plane swooped to earth out of the fog and cracked up. But the pilot was rescued by our friends. Although badly injured, this young chap was taken to a room in a Chinese orphanage run by a certain Mrs. Finch. It was then that Terry noticed how closely he resembled the pilot. A letter found on the pilot indicated that he was on his way to meet a man known as Captain Blaze. But nothing else was known. And so now, let us join Terry and Pat Ryan as they walk slowly toward the orphanage.
I wish I could get the hang of all this, Pat.
I don't suppose we ever will. You could have knocked me over with a fender when Mrs. Finch said to come to her for orders.
Yeah. She must be working for the Chinese army as well as running that orphanage.
Mm-hmm. She's a smart one, too. She figured out that message the pilot had on him. I bet she's right, too. That pilot is working for the Dragon Lady. He was on his way to see a fellow named Captain Blaze. He crashed that plane.
But we don't know the pilot's name, or where he was going, or where this Captain Blaze is, or...
Yeah. All we know is the pilot looks enough like you to be your twin brother.
A lot of good that is.
Uh-huh. We'd better wander in, I guess, and have a talk with La Finch. Maybe she'll talk some more.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's talked with Burma and April. Well, the gals have made a hit with it.
They sure have. They're doing a lot of work. They seem to like those Chinese orphans, too.
Cute little things, huh? Oh, it's a shame that... Say, Pat, looks like the orphanage has company.
That's an official army car, isn't it?
Yeah, let's find out. Maybe we'll find out what we're supposed to do with the movie camera.
Would you be so kind as to show me the letter you took from the interpilot?
Why, sure, General. There it is.
Yes, it is the same.
Same? The same as what, sir?
I have several letters written in the same woman's handwriting and containing the same general information. In each case, we have managed to catch the carrier of each letter.
Well, that's all very fine, sir, but... I thought our job was to make motion pictures of the Burma Road.
That is quite true, but circumstances alter cases.
Yes, but...
I do not ask you or your friends to decide anything immediately. I cannot compel you to go out and locate this man. You are American. You have volunteered for a specific work.
Well, I'm willing to do anything, sir.
That's right, sir. Guess we all have pretty much the same objective now, so we may as well serve any way we can.
I am gratified to hear you take such a sensible view.
Excuse me, General Chang. The patient is conscious now, and he may be able to talk to you.
Thank you, Mrs. Finch. I'm afraid I shall have little comfort for the gentleman. He is working for the Dragon Lady. He was one of several people who were together at the domicile of one Captain Blaze. Captain Blaze is a smuggler, hijacker, and there is a price on his head.
How about the pilot, sir?
Well, these are strenuous times, and we cannot waste precious moments coddling enemies of our government. Excuse me, please. Mrs. Finch, gentlemen, I shall visit the man.
It's a dreadful thing, all this, but General Chang is right.
I wish I understood just what it's all about, ma'am.
It's all very simple, young man. The Dragon Lady has sent a number of her people to visit Captain Blaze. Most of these emissaries have been intercepted. I don't know their names, but the letters found on them were greatly like the one you hold in your hand, Terry Lee. The one you found on the pilot.
Yeah, but why were all these Dragon Lady men going to see Captain Blaze?
He's a very clever smuggler. He raids the Burma Road, not as the invaders do him, but for his own personal gain.
So the Dragon Lady is trying to make a deal with him, eh?
Well, that's one explanation, Mr. Ryan.
Then why doesn't somebody...
go out and get Captain Blaze? That's easier said than done, young man. Nobody knows how or where Blaze operates or who he is.
Terry Lee, will you join me a moment, please?
Why, yes, sir, of course. Be right back, Pat. Yes, sir?
Let me look at you. It is remarkable. Most unusual.
What is, sir?
Your likeness to the injured airplane pilot.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. We've all noticed it, sir.
I want you to come with me. We shall both talk to the pilot. Do come along. Here he is. He is fully conscious, sir.
Are you going to talk to him?
Yes. A young man, the medical officer who treated you, claims you will recover. We can discuss your situation later. By the way, what is your name?
What my name? What makes it well? Forget. I can still make a full fine score.
You are young. You wish to live.
It is not.
Well, perhaps we can arrange that little item.
I don't believe it.
We shall see.
Come here, Terry.
Now then, pilot, look closely at this young man who stands beside me. Do you recognize him?
There is something strange about him.
Do you think he resembles you?
Yes, that's it, of course. Shall I find likeness to you, too?
In some strange way, you have been misled, young man. In some unhealthy manner, you have forgotten that you have a duty to someone far more important than, shall we say, the Dragon Lady?
It's no use. You won't believe me. I know you have evidence that I worked for the Dragon Lady, but you're wrong. You're wrong.
We have a letter. You were going to visit Captain Blaze.
That's true enough. But I'm of the British intelligence.
You have identification to that effect?
No, not at the moment. I can't expect you to believe me. It's true. Several months I've been working hand in glove with the Dragon Lady. If I hadn't stung him with my ship, I'd have formed a meeting with Captain Blaze. Got the goods on the whole business.
I should like very much to believe you. But other agents of the Dragon Lady have told similar stories when they were caught.
Very well, but in spite of all that, I should give you some information. But I'm doing it on one condition.
Are you in any position to impose restrictions?
I think so. I think you'll agree with me, General.
Let's hear what he has to say, General Chang. I kind of believe him.
He shall have his say.
Well, then, I want to carry on, you know. I've had it for a long time. But this gentleman with you, he looks enough like myself to pass for me, right?
What are you suggesting, Pilot?
You know, General, why can't this chap carry on in my shoes? Why can't he go to the meeting with Captain Blaze and pretend to be me?
There is a fantastic element.
You mean me? I'm to pretend to be you? General Chang, I'd be caught sure.
No, wait. Stranger things than this has happened, Pilot.
I'm rather tired now, if you don't mind. Not so well.
Could you give young Mr. Lee all the necessary information so that he could pretend to be you?
Yes, of course.
That would be essential.
Sure, but suppose I made a slip-up. Suppose this man gave me the wrong information and I was caught by Captain Blaze or somebody else. What then?
This pilot is our hostage for your safety. If you do not return, this man's life shall pay the forfeit.
A lot of good that'll do me.
No man likes to die, Terry. However, before I let you undertake such a dangerous mission, I would verify this man's statement. And that can be done. And very quickly.
Well, that would help, of course. Say, pilot, how about that? Will you give us your real name so that we can check up with the...
Come. We shall return for another visit. And by that time...
It's very risky, General Crane.
I quite agree with you, Madame Hinton.
But, look, I can't let Terry go and visit Captain Blaze alone, not a bit of it. It's like sticking his head into the lion's mouth and pulling the animal's tail.
The words you speak are quite true, Mr. Lyon. But let us hear from Terry Lee himself.
Oh, golly, you certainly have me in a star spot, folks. But, well, the way I look at it, let's go.
I admire your spirit, young man.
Oh, this. Something I can do, then okay, that's all.
I know, Terry, but...
Listen to who's talking. Why, Pat Ryan's been working for the American, British, and Chinese forces in one way or another ever since he hit the Far East. You gotta stop trying to be my nursemaid, Pat. We're all in this thing together. Yeah, and so is Jude Hennig and Connie in Burma in April.
Boy, he's growing up fast, isn't he?
We shall again talk with the pilot. If his words are true... And this may be a royal opportunity to catch the smuggler of Burma Road. And it might be done with the help of one who resembles the pilot. Our good friend, Terry Lee.
But will Terry be able to act his part? Will his voice and manner betray him to Captain Blaze, if and when these two meet? Ah, this is danger. This is a daring plan. And in just a moment, I'll have further word about it. Listen closely. Remember that good news I told you, boys and girls? For a short time only, Libby is offering the Terry Adventure Game Book for all of you who missed out before. Now, you've got one more chance to get the most thrilling, entertaining, super special book you ever met up with. Fact is, this should hardly be called a book at all. It's a collection of games, magic tricks, puzzles, fun. You've never seen anything like it. So send right away, kids, to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Send no money. Just one label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice with your full name and address. Boy, have you got thrills ahead. Remember the address. Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago. Now, in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we shall learn who the young pilot is, if he is all he claims to be. Yes, and we'll learn what the next step is in this attempt to catch Captain Blaze and perhaps the bandit leader, the Dragon Lady. So tune in for the adventure in China on the Burma Road tomorrow.